B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR. Ladies and more, good morning. Bob, LBF, and Brian. It's Tuesday, the 23rd, November, 2 days to Thanksgiving. And I've got some tips for you. Actually, they're Thanksgiving cooking hacks.
Okay.
See what you think of these, okay? Number one, I don't know if I believe this is the way to go, but I'll share it with you. Don't peel your potatoes.
I'm down with that.
Boil them with the skin on, then put them straight into an ice bath.
Oh, and then the skin falls off.
Slide right off.
All right, challenge accepted, because okay. I hate peeling potatoes.
Right? That's the worst.
Yes.
Don't peel them down into the disposal.
Oh, yeah, I know you did that.
I did that one time, and my father-in-law reminded me for 25 years.
Well, as he should have.
Yeah. Thank you. Don't make a whole turkey. A turkey breast is faster and easier to make. One feeds up to 4 people, 2 feeds up to 8, and that's all people want anyway.
Well,
think about that.
People like a leg.
I like a drumstick.
You like a drumstick?
I like the wing.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right, but you know, it's a hack.
If you like the white meat only, just do that. Number 3, preheat your roasting pans. Leave them in the oven while you're preheating it, and then things will cook faster when you put in your vegetables, or if you're going to roast anything.
Just don't forget that you've done that and you go to grab it.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Done. Hey, hand me that roasting pan.
That's hack number 5. Make your friends. No. How about this one? Make gravy in a blender.
Oh, good idea.
Instead of stirring it and simmering and all that, you can thicken it and get all the lumps out with a blender.
Where are the lumps?
Yeah. Just Google blender recipe, gravy blender recipe. Because that's always the thing, right?
You got to stand there over the pan, and then you got to be like, hey, why is it clumpy? Why is it? No.
Well, are you adding water to your flour? You shake, right? That's what you do.
Yes. I mean, I'm really
starch will thicken it up.
Wait a minute. Let me just say.
Yeah.
I don't do any of that. I watch when this happens.
Oh, okay. So. Okay.
Let me get another bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Hack number. Are you doing that right?
All right. Last one.
Yep.
Use store-bought ingredients to your advantage. For example, most people expect green bean casserole to be made with cream of mushroom soup. So making the sauce from scratch probably isn't even worth it, okay?
It isn't even on my radar.
Let the can do the work for you.
Plop.
Can do, right. Yeah,
the recipe's right on the side of the can.
I know.
Yep, that's it. Okay.
Who's trying that hard for green bean casserole?
No. Right. Do you guess really want cranberry?
Yes.
Sauce, or do they want the jelly?
They want the jelly.
They want the jelly. Right?
So
that's
good.
What they want, and it's okay.
Yep, that's it. Don't be fancy. Don't be a fancy dancer. Just give me the plop, okay?
Okay, all right, great.
How about that? It saved you some time. Want another tip?
Yes.
Okay, last one.
Yeah.
On your can of cranberry, open the top first, and then the bottom. And then you push it right out.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
You know what else you do that with?
Tomato paste.
Yes. Look at us.
Look at us.
There's another cooking segment.
Gee, do we spend time in the kitchen?
On Grace Morning Show in Boston.
You spend time watching people in the kitchen, apparently.
Well, with the big stuff. With the little stuff.
Okay,
yeah,
that's true.
I can do it.
Yeah, you can.
Gravy's really
You can break an egg.
All right.
All right, 8:58, Billy Joel.